Welcome back to the Less Doing Podcast. I'm your host, Ari Mizell. I hope everybody is enjoying the beginnings of fall. Today, I want to talk about the difference between disappointment and discouragement. I read this great quote that got me thinking about that difference, and it's by an author named Charles Stanley, and he said, "Disappointment is inevitable, but to become discouraged, there's a choice I make." And I couldn't agree more. And I think that particularly in the entrepreneurial journey, disappointment is certainly inevitable and happens in some cases on a daily basis. But there's something about being an entrepreneur that almost makes us immune to discouragement in some cases. Now, sure, it does happen. And it's happened to some of the greatest entrepreneurs there have ever been. But ultimately, discouragement is something that we can choose whether or not we're going to fall prey to, because we can always get back up. And people talk about how failure is the greatest lesson and entrepreneurs fail more times than they succeed. And it's true. But you have to look again at that difference, because we fear disappointment often. By definition, disappointment is the feeling of sadness when your hopes or expectations are not fulfilled. And that sounds pretty scary. That sounds like something we should avoid. The truth is, to me, that disappointment can be an incredible motivator. So one of the places where this often comes out is in goal setting, and more importantly, goal reaching. One of my mentors, Alex Sharfin, likes to talk about the difference between entrepreneurs and the entrepreneur's team, and how entrepreneurs really love unrealistic goals and unreachable goals, but teams hate it. Teams like to know that they're succeeding. They like to know that they're fulfilling the mission and that they're doing the right thing. Entrepreneurs are happy flailing in the wind sometimes. As Reid Hoffman says from LinkedIn, entrepreneurs jump off a cliff and then have to build a plane on the way down. And that is something that we're comfortable doing. It's also actually one of the reasons why a lot of entrepreneurs end up in divorce, because their risk profile is so much greater than that of their partner. So how does this relate to goals? When setting goals, you have to think about something that's really important to you and to the organization as a whole. And usually you should boil it down to just one number. Now, in my organization, that number is the amount of members that we have in our Less Doing Leaders coaching program. That number tells us and tells me how we're doing on a daily basis. Now, I could set all sorts of revenue goals, like we want to hit $3 million, or we want to have profit be 30%, or whatever it might be. But at the end of the day, in my opinion, that doesn't necessarily give us a picture in the simple, succinct number as how many members do we have in our core offering of our business. Because if we hit that $3 million, for example, a large portion of that could be my speaking fees. A large portion of that could be sales of some of our courses or sales of our books. But ultimately, the core product that we offer and the thing that we want everybody that we work with to enter is our Less Doing Leaders coaching program. So $3 million in revenue doesn't necessarily tell me how that coaching program is doing, because there's a lot of other factors that come into it. However, if I know that we have 50 members of our coaching program, then I know that we are kicking butt. And I know that things are going really well. I know that retention is good when I look at the trend of the numbers. I know that we're delivering a great product. And I know that we're growing. And I have a rough sense of what our revenue should be from that. So think about what Alex calls your critical number. And that could be anything in any business necessarily. But what is that one thing that's going to tell you if you should be disappointed or actually be discouraged? And hopefully you never have to experience discouragement. But you need some way of knowing which way is up and which way is down. So again, ultimately, there's going to be a number that's going to tell you whether you need to be discouraged or simply disappointed. Now, if that resonates with you and you like what you hear, find out more about what we do. Find out more about the Less Doing Leaders coaching program. If you're a business that is doing seven figures and up, and you need more time. Your team is overworked, you're stressed out, you feel like you don't have systems and processes in place, you want to automate things more, and you don't have well-documented processes in your business, then you are the person that we like to work with, and we can help. So go to less.do/apply to find out if you are a good fit, and also more about the different programs that we offer. Thanks a lot, and make it an effective day.